This is MSO News Sports, and joining us at this time is Paige Licata, the softball coach at St. Mary's High School. And Paige, welcome. Congratulations to you and the team for winning a league title this year.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me.
Well, you are obviously having a great season, 14 wins, 4 losses, and you're going to be in the Holland tournament this weekend. We'll get to that in just a moment. But tell me about this season. I mean, what were some of the highlight games for the Spartans?
This season has been amazing. It really has. It's been one that not only just because my first, but just because it's been such a great year all around. It's had a lot of highlights, a lot that I'm sure I will overlook. But one I think that no one will forget, including myself and the team and fans that were there, were definitely the Austin Preps. The second game, we had played them at home. It was a battle every inning. It was truly a battle. It was back and forth, up and down. It ended up going to extra innings, and it went into the eighth. And in the top of the eighth, Austin Prep ended up scoring 3 runs. And so we were down. We ended up scoring 1. And so we were down by 2, I'm sorry, in the bottom of the eighth. We had 2 outs and 2 people on. And Frankie Simon ended up getting up to bat, you know, first and second with 2 outs against a very competitive team. And they ended up hitting a 3-run home run, a walk-off, to win, to beat Austin Prep 8-7 in the bottom of the eighth. So that itself is just something I'll never forget. I'm sure the team won't either. It's just one of those memories that is going to be, you know, engraved in my brain. Just always remembering, you know, all the fans and the team jumping up and down at home plate. It's just something that makes you feel good when you think about it. And I think it just says something about how special this team really is.
Let me ask you this. How many home runs would St. Mary's as a team hit this year?
So we've hit quite a few home runs. What I'm actually very proud of, just the fact that our offense has been doing so well this season, and that was one of my main goals coming in as a coach, and just the fact that we've had home runs that have saved us. I mean, alone, I can think of players off the top of my head that have hit them, and, you know, it's not just one player that's hitting them. It's Victoria DeCenzo, it's Katie Turbin hitting a walk-off, it's Frankie Simon hitting a walk-off, it's Emily Stevenson hitting a home run. I mean, it's been across the board through the lineup. I mean, you're talking about from hitter number 3 to hitter number 7. So it's just great to see so many so many players getting a shot at that, hitting it over the fence, and it's an awesome feeling when you're there experiencing it.
I don't know. What are you teaching them, David Ortiz?
Great. Yeah, we had him come in and help us out. So.
No, that's amazing. I really thought where I was going with that question, Paige, was, well, you probably didn't have a lot of home runs, and how about the timing of that walk-off home run that was special? But wow, that speaks very well. Well, tell me about your pitching then, and we'll go back to some other players as well. But
yeah,
who's been pitching for you?
It's coming into this season with the pitchers I have, I just feel grateful and lucky. And I guess it doesn't happen as often as when you take a coaching position and everyone knows who your pitchers are. I mean, I had people from different parts of North Shore saying, you know, oh, you have Michaela Hamill and Mia Nowicki, and I'm thinking, yeah, you know, I do. And I think that itself, that you have such, you know, well-known and such well-respected pitchers, just obviously I just want to, you know, I'm just very grateful to have them. They've been doing a fantastic job as a pair. I think that, you know, they offset each other in a certain way, and they work so well together, and it's not the dynamic that, you know, it's never competitive between them, and that's something, you know, people said when I first took the job. I remember doing an interview early on, and they said, well, that's a problem, and you have 2 great pitchers, and I said, I'd love to have that problem, you know. They've never once, it's never been animosity, or it's never been a, you know, who's better, who's this, because they're both so great, and they're both so good at what they do that they play off each other. And, you know, I remember honestly having a meeting with them, and they both said, you know, coach, we work well together, and we're here for each other, and, you know, when one has it, the other one might not, and then, you know, so they pick each other up, and that itself is just something that I can't, you know, I'm just very, like I said, very lucky to have that type of team that works so well together. But more specifically, I mean, you have me and Nowicki, in the first couple games, came out with 18 strikeouts, and then, Westwood Academy also had 18 strikeouts, and she's tying the record for 18 strikeouts. She's teetering that line, and she has come in, and she does, you know, she does throw these pitches that you're amazed by. I mean, I have umpires, I have coaches coming up to me after the game asking, you know, how fast does she throw, and what is she throwing? And that's something special in itself, that you have people from the opposing team coming up and asking, you know, or complimenting her. That in itself is just, like I said, it's impressive for her as a junior. And then on the other end, you know, you have your senior captain, Michaela Hamill, who is committed to play at Endicott, and she comes in and she does her job perfectly. She does what you tell her what you need to get done, and she does it. And that's just something, again, that only, you know, the best can do. I say, I need your throw outside. I need your off speed. This team, you know, we scouted them. They killed the inside. And she goes, okay, coach. And she goes out there and she hits the outside corner with a changeup. It's something that, you know, or a curve or her screwball. And it's just something that I just, like I said, it doesn't put as much work or as much pressure on me when I have two phenomenal leaders on the mound. It just helps. I think it eases the whole team in that sense.
Well, Paige, if we have any other coaches listening to this, they're probably hating you right now. Listening.
I'm sure. I'm sure they should, too. I mean, I've been dealt a great hand in that respect.
Well, how about rounding out the team a little bit for us, some of the position players and some of the people you count on offensively but also defensively, because that's such a huge part of the game of softball or baseball softball is playing defense. So maybe you could work some of that in as well.
Sure. I mean, I came into this team, and it's funny, I tell the story a lot. I came into the tryouts, and I said, you know, go to a position. I had researched, of course, when I took the job, you know, after I'd gotten it. I'd researched the previous years and year, and I said to them at tryouts, go where you want to play. A lot of them had moved from where I had in my head, you know, where they had played in the past. And some of them didn't work out that way. You know, it's good to see where they wanted to play. Some of them, you know, were moved, but it was just funny because I had to kind of move some chess pieces around to field some players that they had moved on the previous year. And so what happened was our senior, Vanessa Van Buskirk, was a first baseman and a phenomenal one at that. We had a hole at shortstop, and I'm trying people out for the position, and Lauren did very well, but just something wasn't right. And I'm watching her scoop balls at first base, and I'm thinking, you know, yes, she's saving a lot of balls from going to the fence, but those hands, you know, the hands she has can be used somewhere even better. So I said, Vanessa, you know, try shortstop. She kind of looked at me like I had a couple heads, but she went, you know, without hesitation, said, okay, coach. She ran over there and she tried it. And she was using a first baseman's mitt and backhanding balls, but she had been doing it all of her life. And that alone, I think, set, I mean, just the fact that it was a new season, a new start, a new, you know, opportunity, I think her moving as a senior to shortstop kind of showed the team that we're going to do what we have to do to get the results we need. And I think it showed other players, you know, well, it's not about me, it's about what's best for the team. And I think her demonstrating that, I mean, she's a captain, and that just showed, I mean, someone we rely on, referring back to, you know, wrapping up around the fact that we rely on her as a big kind of landmark in our infield and kind of holding it down for us at shortstop and just proving to underclassmen that, you know, it's not about me or what I'm comfortable, it's about what we have to do for the team. And the next player I'd love to talk about is Katie Turbin on her right side at third base. I mean, the two are very close friends, and they are a, you know, hot ticket over there on the left side of the field. Together, I don't think much gets through them, and just seeing them work together on a lot of different things is what I truly enjoy watching. I mean, I hear them talk when there's anything going on. I'll hear Katie call out to Vanessa saying, you got the bag, and it's a great dynamic to see that. And so Katie, I mean, I don't think, I'm pretty sure she, I mean, I wouldn't quote me, but I'm pretty sure she has less than a couple errors on the season. And just the fact that there's, when the ball's hit to her, you just know it's going to be taken care of. And to have that feeling again as a coach, I'm sure more coaches are going to hate me, but you know, the ball hit to that side and I just instantly kind of feel better about the ball going to that side. If there's a tough situation, I want it going to her. And that's how it should be. I mean, she's also committed to St. Michael's for softball next year. So those are the players, you know, you want in your tough spots. And her on the hot corner, she's, I mean, anything you throw at her, she kind of picks up and takes it. So, as far as the outfield, we had Frankie Simon, who is also a senior captain. And I told him at the beginning of the season, I'm going to need you to go out there. We have some, you know, younger positions on the left and right of you, some new positions. I need you to go out there and lead them and show them what, you know, what you're supposed to be doing out there and kind of show them the way. And she has done nothing but that. She's come through for me. I can't even give her enough praise for the year she's had, and I hope it continues. And she has gone out there. She's taken everything I said, and she runs with it. And she does, like I said, another one of the players that would run through a fence for you. And there's been deep balls. We've been in tough situations, like the Austin Prep game. They hit a deep, deep fly ball to center field, and I was, you know, just, I think, holding my breath the whole time. But she shows nothing but confidence out there and just catches it, goes all the way back to the fence, catches it, and kind of comes running in. And it's, I mean, like I said, I'm very lucky to have the players I do out there in the upperclassmen specifically to show the underclassmen how it should look and how it should be done. And I think they really are the four that hold it together. Offensively, I know you said you want me to talk about offensively. I think that it comes down to just, like I said, I mean, 1 through 9 have played a huge role in our wins. I think that our team is contagious. I know we talked about the last two games have not been our best, but I truly am glad they came. It's a good hiccup to have going into the postseason, just because I don't think we would have realized the things we need to fix unless they happened. And the hiccup has been offensively. And I think that when we don't hit, some of us don't hit, none of us hit, unfortunately. And when one of us hits, 1 through 9 hits. So something they're going to work on is obviously becoming more consistent. But those people that have always been hitting well is, again, back to the upperclassmen, Katie Turbin, Vanessa Van Buskirk has the highest on-base percentage. Frankie Simon has been getting on base almost every time she gets a bat. She somehow finds a way, whether it's walks, hits, however she has to get it done, she gets it done. Error, she's hustling, gets his bag. And then Michaela Hamill is not only one of our stars on the mound, but also the number 4 batter. And she's had some immense RBIs that have kind of pushed us over the edge on some of our wins. So I just think that it's been a team effort, but it's nice to see the upperclassmen showing the winning culture that the Americans always had and kind of keeping it there.
Well, everything sounds so great. Have you tried to play the lottery at all this spring? Because I think you might.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I think you might want to buy a few tickets. I'm not a big proponent of the lottery, but in this case, I wouldn't mind going to Store 24 with you and buying a few tickets. But tell me about the Holland tournament. Now, Saturday night, you're playing Swampscott in the first round at 7:30 at Breed, correct?
Yes, we are. Again, I'm excited about the Holland tournament truly because I'm from Riviera and I coached Riviera last year as an assistant. And, we've never been a part of the Holland tournament. And as a player, I played for Riviera, so I've never been a part of it as a player either. So I'm asking the girls questions, yesterday. I'm like, so how does it work? And they're kind of explaining it to me more than I know. So it's going to be fun because I'm going to be immersed into that Holland tournament. And you've heard so much about it. It's so much talked about and there's a lot of people that come. And it's a great event, and I have to say I've been kind of envious that I haven't been involved, and I'm excited to be a part of it now. Just coming into that, like I said, talked about a little bit, we've had a couple tough games. I mean, the past two we haven't played our best, but I think we're stronger and I'm more confident than ever after yesterday. I mean, we had a big team talk and we had a good day today, and I think that we just know now, we know some of our things that we need to tighten up, and I think that they're more ready to go into the Holland tournament than ever, than any year in the past. Because they just, they're out for it and they want to win so badly. And I think that they want to kind of start the state tournament off on a good note as well. So I think we're looking forward to it. We're excited and we're preparing for it. And it should be a lot of fun as well as a good competition against Swampscott. They're a good team. So it should be a good matchup.
All right. We're talking with Paige Licata from St. Mary's softball. And Paige, anything else you want to share with us about the team that I haven't asked you about so far?
Honestly, just how grateful, I think I've said it, enough times, but how grateful and how special I think this team is. And I've been around a lot of teams coaching as well as playing in my career. And I just have to say there's something different about this squad. And I'm just hoping that we can finish strong and kind of show people how special we really are.
Well, we'll keep an eye on things. And Paige, great talking with you. Thanks for your time. And best of luck, not only this weekend in the Holland tournament, but of course in the tournament as well.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yep. Paige Licata from St. Mary's Softball. I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewSports.com.